Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's March 17th, 2010. Since the attempted bombing of Northwest Flight 253 in December 2009, aviation security issues have frequently made headlines. One such issue is the use of whole-body imaging, or advanced imaging technology, also known as AIT. A group led by Steve Lord, a director in GAO's Homeland Security and Justice team, examined the deployment of AIT by the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, and the agency's efforts to improve screening in other areas of aviation security. GAO analyst Jeremy Clucci sat down with Steve to learn more.
What is advanced imaging technology?
Well, it's a technology that TSA is now using to look for objects hidden on a person's body, and it's used in conjunction with an image operator who reads an image of your body that's projected on a screen to interpret.
TSA's plans for implementing the advanced imaging technology, or AIT, and other new screening procedures were recently accelerated. Can you talk about the reasons for this and the status of this implementation process?
Sure. As you probably know, on December 25th, on Northwest Airlines Flight 253, there was an attempted bombing, and largely in reaction to that incident, TSA is accelerating its plans to deploy this technology. They're going to not only procure increased numbers, but accelerate the deployment. Previously, they aimed to procure 876 units. Now the total buy is going to be 1,800, so that's more than twofold increase in the number of units they plan to acquire.
There have been some concerns raised over the implications of AITs for passenger privacy. To what extent has GAO found that TSA is addressing these concerns?
TSA has taken several steps to mitigate privacy concerns. They've segregated the image operator in a separate room. They've disabled the AIT device itself to make it impossible to store an image. They've taken a whole host of other measures, including prohibiting the use of cell phones or electronics in the screening room to help address some of these privacy concerns.
What other challenges does TSA face as it seeks to implement AIT and other screening procedures?
Well, a question we raised in our prior report that still rings true today is, how does this accelerated, increased AIT deployment fit in to the passenger checkpoint, and how's it going to be integrated with all the other technologies they're currently using? Also, some of the airport operators have raised some concerns about space. These units take up additional space. In some instances, airports have limited space to house these units. So since you need to set up a separate room for a screening image operator, that also poses some space challenges.
And to what extent is cost a challenge that TSA faces in this implementation?
Well, this is also a very important issue we're raising in our March 17th statement and hearing is you not only need to deploy the actual unit, you need to also deploy staff to interpret the images and relay any concerns to the screening checkpoint. And this additional staff represents an additional cost that the Congress needs to recognize. For every AIT unit TSA plans to deploy, it's going to require three additional staff. So assuming each unit operates two shifts a day on average, that's six additional staff that are going to need to be hired to man these units. And that represents a significant cost. We estimate it's going to be close to $2.4 billion over the life cycle of the project.
What other aspects of aviation security is TSA currently working on, and what sort of progress has GAO found that they're making?
Well, TSA has a multi-layered approach to aviation security. The good news is we're involved in looking at several of these other areas as well. For example, we're on the verge of completing a comprehensive review of their efforts to screen air cargo. Most of the attention to date is focused on technology used to screen passengers, people who sit above the floor, so to speak. But I believe it's also important to think about what goes below the floor. What processes, procedures, technologies are you using to screen air cargo? Congress has imposed the August 2010 deadline on TSA and air carriers to screen 100% of air cargo, and we're closely watching those developments as well.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. and be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.